Good afternoon. The regional news presented by Elizabeth Mbombone Agbor. In our top stories, preparations intensifies across the 10 regions to usher the new year, often believed to be better than the previous one. There are basic food items at affordable rate in the East Region thanks to the ongoing promotional sales organized by the East Region Delegation of Trade. The municipality of Nkorometet in the Center Region will soon be a fish production basin following the technical expertise and assistance from the Chamber of Agriculture, Fisheries, Livestock and Forest CAPEF. Those were our lead stories. Now, the regional news in greater detail. Less than 48 hours to the beginning of the new year, some inhabitants of the North Region have great expectations at both professional and social levels. The upcoming year, 2025, is also a pretext for many to review their lives and right the wrong. Maimun and Joya of Seltebi North talked to some people and compiled the following report for the regional news.
The time has come for people to start looking up to the year 2025, and the common phrase on every lip in Garua is
Happy New Year to all of you,
wishing that the new year brings new opportunities and positive changes.
Good health and love for my family, my children, for the country, a lot of peace for this country. I wish the best for all my families.
Yet, some inhabitants of the North Region have a retrospective view of the year 2024 and say it's not always been rosy.
2024 was a little bit difficult, but we had to traverse. So what I want for 2025 is that it should be more better.
All the same, the transition between 2024 and 2025 to many centers around hope and prospects for the better at home, at work, and within different social and religious groups. From the North Regional Station in Garua, Maimuna Joya for the regional news.
And from the north to the northwest region, where the year just ended has been considered remarkable to inhabitants of the northwest for various reasons linked to personal development, career and relationships. They say their positive and negative experiences of the year are instrumental in enabling them better plan for the new year. Mercy Kusi reports.
Looking back into the months that have gone by, some people here in the northwest capital city, Bamenda, recall memorable times spent in the company of...
When I took my 3 weeks leave, it gave me the opportunity to rest, participate in my handball activities. It had been a very long time since I had any social outing, so it gave me the opportunity to go out, have fun, and enjoy myself.
The good moments was meeting with friends on our annual general assembly, where I met with classmates from, I think, 20 years back. It was a very exciting moment.
Others are left with scars and lessons from the different blows life dealt them this year.
I did a 60th anniversary birthday cake. It was a 3-tier cake. So after setting up this cake at the venue, a few moments later, because the table wasn't well placed, the cake fell. I really panicked at first because I did not know what I would have to tell the host, but I was able to salvage the situation. Even though I could not give her a 3-tier cake, I finally gave her 2 tiers. So at the end of the day, everybody was happy. It helped me a lot to learn I should be more careful whenever I go for an event.
When my work contract ended, I think it was a very down moment for me. I had to spend some few months at home. I think what saved me was the fact that I had made some savings. And in fact, with that, I would like to say anybody, whatever you're doing, try to make sure that you keep something for rainy days. And I think the highlight of the year with me was with me getting another job.
As they reflect on their respective journeys throughout 2024, the last hours of the year for many in the region are also being spent planning on what form the next year would take in different aspects of their lives. Mercy Kusi for the regional news in Bamenda.
In the same vein, preparations are in full swing across the southwest region as families gear up to bid farewell to 2024 and welcome the new year. Our southwest regional correspondent, Ngo Baleba Sophia Ebe, spoke to some inhabitants who affirm they will spend time with family and loved ones.
As the countdown to the new year continues, some individuals in the Southwest region are taking a moment to reflect on the past 12 months. Many say, despite the challenges and obstacles they face, they are grateful for the opportunity to welcome a new year.
We thank God for that day because he has preserved us. There were so many people who hoped to see that day, but they were not able.
It is not easy to see this new year. People have died. People have problems. But God has preserved my family and I.
Spending time with loved ones on the 1st of January 2025 seems to be the order of the day for most families.
On that first, by the grace of God, I have to cook for my family. After cooking for my family, I will dress my children. We have a family party.
I intend spending my new year with my loved ones, my family. That's after the crossover night.
Start my new year by crossing over. I'll go with my family to church. We cross over. We thank God.
With renewed spirit and fresh perspectives, the population of the Southwest looks forward to embracing the opportunities and experiences that 2025 would bring. Ngo Baliba Sophia Ebe, CRTV, Boya.
Over in the littoral region, as the year 2024 comes to a close, the people of Douala have expressed their hopes and wishes for the upcoming year. Some are eager for better living conditions, while others hope to have good health and peace. Student journalist on internship, Monira Fopong, took a close look at the resolutions and expectations of the population and compiled the following report.
The start of a new year is always filled with new expectations and resolutions. Some residents of Douala have shared their hopes for 2025, which includes good health, peace and love.
My first expectation for this coming year, 2025, is health. Because having health is most important. More wisdom, peace and love. Why not say a lot of money too?
Let 2025 bring much prosperity and good luck in each and everyone's families.
To be successful in everything I do. All my projects, my business, and to provide for all my family needs. Those are my expectations for 2025.
These wishes are not only personal, but also reflect a broader concern for the future of the nation.
The Cameroonians have to pray a lot for this nation so that things will change for good for our nation. The leaders of this nation have to touch their hearts and do something that can bring a positive change for the whole nation.
As we welcome the new year, it's essential for each individual to strive to be a better version of themselves, creating a brighter future for all. Munira Fwapon for the Regional News.
We now take you to the land of the rising sun. As festivities continue in the city of Bedwa, measures have been taken by authorities to ensure the availability and affordability of basic food items. A promotional sale has been organized by the East Regional Delegation of Trade to enable the population buy foodstuff at cheaper rates. As you tell us, Bennett Akameondua.
Authorities in the town of Bedwa have taken several actions to guarantee the availability of foodstuff at affordable prices to meet the needs of all during this period of festivities. A subsidized sale has been organized by the Regional Delegation of Trade to permit denizens purchase basic food items at cheap prices. This is to permit city dwellers spend a memorable end-of-year celebration. Leopold Isola Ava, East Regional Delegate of Trade.
The Minister of Trade instructed us to make sure that all the consumers will be satisfied in our markets. And today, all the products are available at the lowest price.
City dwellers have taken the advantage of the sales, which they appreciate. Nane Enanga.
Here in the Delegation of Trade, it's more affordable and the prices are very friendly.
Since festive periods are often known for hikes in prices of basic items, measures have equally been taken to check the prices of goods in all local markets in Bedwa. Bennett Akameondua, CRTV.
and away from the end of year festivities. The incorporated council in the Nyong and So division of the Center region will henceforth benefit from technical expertise and assistance from the Cameroon Chambers of Agriculture, Fisheries, Livestock and Forest level, CAPEF. This is aimed at boosting aquaculture production in the municipality. This follows the signing of a convention during a meeting dedicated to the adopting the Nkormete 2025 budget, which stands at 1.2 billion. Pelsa has the details.
The 8 fish ponds at the Nkormete Council showcases their interest in promoting pisciculture, which is vital and contributes to the import substitution policy. Their convention with the Chamber of Agriculture, Fisheries, Livestock and Forest, CAPEF, will enable them benefit from technical expertise and assistance aimed at boosting fish production in the municipality. Alain Abondo Beko is technical advisor number 2 at CAPEF.
We are going to work with the Nkormete Council in order to improve capacity of production of fishery sectors.
Municipal councillors of Nkormete also convened and identified priority projects for the year 2025 and adopted the sum of 1.2 billion to be used for development projects within the municipality. Josephine Solange Anaba Mbaga is mayor of Nkormete.
The budget will be used for the construction and rehabilitation of roads. The renovation of schools and other health projects will also construct a new town hall.
In the presence of the SDO for the Nyong and So, Emmanuel Ledu Engamba, the council members were urged to work closely for the realization of socioeconomic projects that can enhance the living standards of the estimated 25,000 inhabitants residing in the 32 villages of Nkormete. Pearl Sa, CRTV News Center.
You are listening to the regional news on to religion. The St. John Parish of Ngaregor in Marwa has celebrated its 75th anniversary in grand style, drawing faithful from far and near alongside local authorities and traditional rulers. The pontifical mass was presided over by the Archbishop of the Marwa Mokolo Diocese, His Grace Bruno Atebaedo, who underscored the importance of gratitude and forgiveness in fostering unity and strengthening the parish community. Faith Nguang tells us more.
It was a joyous occasion at the St. John Parish of Jarengo as faithful gathered to commemorate the parish's 75th anniversary. During a pontifical mass attended by local authorities and traditional rulers, the Archbishop of the Marwa Mokolo Diocese, His Grace Bruno Atebaedo, called on the congregation to embrace gratitude and forgiveness as pillars for fostering unity. Father Polam Bewa, the parish priest, echoed these sentiments.
It's a thanksgiving mass to thank God for all the graces. A parish is a family. St. John Parish is the family, and we are very happy that this feast can be celebrated on the day of the Holy Family. As Christians, we are all the family of God.
A key highlight of the celebration was the profession of faith by sisters Vivian, Josephine, and Elizabeth, the first group of sisters released by the parish in 40 years. The sisters pledged their unwavering dedication to God and received apostolic blessings from Rome. The day, filled with surprises, also saw the launch of a book aimed at strengthening the faith of Christians. Marwa, Faith Nguang, CRTV.
And that's the package put together this day for the regional news, in which you heard that preparations intensify across the 10 regions to usher in the new year, often believed to be better than the previous one. There are basic food items at affordable rates in the East region thanks to the ongoing promotional sales organized by the East Regional Delegation of Trade. In the meantime, the municipality of Nkormete in the center region will soon be a fish production basin, following the technical expertise and assistance from the Chambers of Agriculture, Fisheries, Livestock and Forest, CAPEF. The regional news was presented by Elizabeth Mbumbone Agbor.